This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Billy Branham is on a mandate from God with a special message. It was preached in Houston, Texas under a strong anointing. It is an old message with a fresh new insight on the authority of the believer and what it means to be seated together with Christ Jesus. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
I'm praying, he said, verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your heart or your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And that you may know, look at verse 19, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. This power that's to us is according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenlies, far above. Principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age — this is really the word age — not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he hath put all under his feet and gave him the head over all to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. He raised him up over all the power of the devil and put it all over his feet. He's the head. We're the body. The feet are in the body. Every power of the devil is under my feet. Now look at chapter 2. It's kind of a funny way it begins. And you could just put dot, dot, dot. Because the Greek doesn't have "hath he quickened." Where is the verb that controls "and you"? Where is it? It's back up there in verse 19 and 20. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places? And you! He raised him and he raised you. And it's right there told us. But just in case we didn't see it, he put it in there again. Wherein, verse 2, you were dead in your trespasses and sins, verse 2, chapter 2, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air — that's Satan and his demons — the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Do you see how much disobedience there is in this world? How many people are disobedient to the things of God? It's because the devil's working in them. Among whom also we all had our lifestyle or conversation in time past. Maybe you used to let him run you. Don't raise your hand. Among whom also we all had our lifestyle in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in order that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know, I've known about authority of the believer. We used it in Russia. We've seen lots of things happen. And in November, I had this book. Now, people mail me books. I got home the other day from a trip. There were 26 books people had mailed me to read. When I finished my book, The Blood and the Glory, I took that book to Brother Hagin. And I said, Brother Hagin, here's this book I wrote. And he said, I'm not going to promise you that I read it. I thought, well, I did your books for 10 years. He said, if I read all the books people send me, I never have time to read the Bible. And I can see, you know, how that happens. But what I do when I get them, I kind of go through them and see if the Lord says anything to me about one of them. And I've gotten some wonderful books that way, so I don't want to cut it off. But this one was there with a note on it. And it said, this is the book that Brother Hagin refers to in the foreword of his book, The Authority of the Believer, which inspired him. So I put this aside to read. I thought, well, if it inspired Brother Hagin, it'll inspire me. But in his book, in the front of his book, he wrote this. Back in the 1940s, I asked myself the question, do we have authority we don't know about, that we haven't discovered, that we're not using? I had had little glimpses of spiritual authority once in a while. Like others, I had stumbled upon it and had exercised it without knowing what I was doing. I wondered, is the Spirit of God trying to show me something? So I began to study along this line and think along this line and feed along this line, and I began to see more and more light. This actually went on for 12 years. An article in the Pentecostal Evangel prompted my study on the words power and authority. Then I came across a wonderful pamphlet entitled The Authority of the Believer by John A. McMillan, a missionary to China and the Philippines, who later edited the Alliance Weekly. As a result of my studies, I concluded that we as a church have authority on the earth that we've never yet realized, authority we're not using. A few of us have barely gotten to the edge of that authority, but before Jesus comes, and folks, he's coming soon, there's going to be a whole company of believers who will rise up with the authority that is theirs. They will know what is theirs, and they will do the work that God intended they should do. I believe we are that company of believers. Hallelujah. I know I've risen up of late. And so he said that Brother McMillan inspired him. So this lady who sent me this book, she's on my board, and she had read that at the front of that book, and she went online to see if she could find this book. Well, this book is out of print. And she found about 9 copies. She mailed one of them to me. I'm going to be talking to you about it. And we went online. We got about 25 copies. But now it's going to be reprinted. It'll be available in April. The pamphlet part about the authority of the believer, we downloaded, and we have about 100 copies left out there. Is that right? A couple hundred? Which you can pick up free as you go out the back door. And you will want to do what I've done. I have meditated in this book because there's something about his words, his phrases, that grabbed me in this time in which we live. He begins by saying this, "The rapidly approaching end of the age is witnessing a tremendous increase in the activity of the powers of darkness." Well, isn't that what the Bible told us would happen? unrest among the nations, more intense than in any previous time in Earth's history. He died in 1956. What if he could see it now? The spread of an almost wholly secularized education is quietly doing away with the scriptural standards which formerly exerted a restraining influence among the believing peoples. Godlessness, which we've strongly condemned in the Soviet Union, is almost equally as pronounced in our own land. These conditions are reacting strongly upon the great ministry of the Church of Christ in giving the gospel to the heathen world. To meet the situation, the Church of Christ needs a new conception of prayer. The urgent call is for men and women wholly yielded to the Lord, whose eyes have been enlightened to see the ministry in the heavenlies to which they have been called. Such believers may, in union with the great head of the body, exercise an authority to which the powers of the air must give place wherever challenged. They have to obey you. He calls it our ministry in the heavenlies. This ministry can be exercised in the life of a minister or a missionary, but it can be exercised from your prayer closet. It is a ministry in the heavenlies over which we rule and reign as God has designed us to do. Bless the Lord. Some of the things that I've read in here, he talked about how the Bible says that we need to see that power that's to us, which is the resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead. He said that the resurrection of the Lord, behind the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, there lay the mightiest workings of the power of God recorded in the Bible. It was mightier than creation because it was resisted. The powers of hell resisted the raising of Jesus. The evil forces of the age to come had been arrayed against the purpose of God. They had, however, been baffled and overthrown, and the risen Lord has been enthroned far above them, ruling with the authority of the Most High. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to today's radio broadcast. To receive this new CD series entitled Authority of the Believer and the newly released book Authority of the Believer by J.A. McMillan, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. When ordering, please mention the call letters of this radio station. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.